over the car, and then just stack everything on the car.
I've got a, like I said, I got a collapsible awning I'm going to bring with me. Put it in the back of the minivan. Put a couple small tables up. It'll be fine. You know, it's not like I'm going with a whole back end and loaded full of van stuff, you know. I've got maybe 20 or 30 pieces I want to get rid of. I got that 220 HD I got to get rid of. That 10-meter dipole. Two and 440 channel phased antenna. UHF and a VHF monoband HD. Whole lot of scanners. Crystals, that type of thing.
Did you and your dad ever buy that repeater?
Yeah, like I said, he's still looking. I don't know why he's not looking any harder. He's got two out of the three radios for you for Chris.
That's all he wanted was three? Wow. I think he had it sold or got it sold.
Hey guys, I'm going back out here.
That's between him and my
man. Talk to y'all later, man. KW1, KWW.
Well, I heard somebody was giving them $500, so I don't know.
Money talks, he has lost, you know, just get the $500, I have no idea.
That's what I told him. Money talks is BS what? Yep.
I was just going to use it as a backup system, the one he has already, in case it went down.
Yeah, well, yeah, seeing he doesn't, didn't seem to be want to move on it. I got someone else that's interested in it anyway. I gotta give them an answer soon, so. Like I told you last time I saw you, you know, that's, it's just sent to my storage unit. I gotta get it out of there. But, I'll have to give them, an option on it. You know, because he's not that interested in it.
I'll tell my old man today. Whether he jumps or not, it's another story. Like I said, I don't want to have you hold up on it, pass up whatever, but I did tell him and he said he was looking, so.
Yeah, we copy that. All right. But anyway, I don't know. So you're going to get a table at where? We're at the antique radio museum there?
I'm going to set up outside. $10. If I don't make $10, I might as well go home.
Copy that. Well, good luck. Hopefully you clear out what you got to clear out.
If it's half of it, like I said, I expect the 2-meter 440 to go, possibly. Maybe the 220 HD to go. There's a little over 100 right there. Then I'm good. You know, if I get rid of a few of the scanners, so be it. Because, you know, I just want to get rid of the dang things.
Well, that'd be the place for crystal scanners, because I can't think of anywhere else, really. We'll go after those. But if there's any chance that they'll sell, it'll probably be there. Just considering it's antique radios and stuff.
This is true. They're the old RCAs and Bearcats 2s and 3s. Some of them have crystals in them, some of them don't. I got a bag full of crystals there I'm going to sell too. You know, you buy one crystal, it's like $3. That's about the average. That's actually a low price compared to what they're selling them now for.
We copy that. Yeah, if you have any 10 megahertz crystals in there, let me know.
Are they the what you call it there? The Bearcat style or what's the other one there? The RCA or style, those two crystal styles, or are they bigger?
Yeah, we're back. Hope I didn't miss anything. Had to take out the trash.
the kind you solder in. Probably be a little easier with the kind you solder in, but if they're the plug-in kind, you could probably still work with those a little bit. Have to see. It's 10 megahertz crystals.
Make all different sizes, that's what I'm trying to figure out, what kind you're looking for. The kind I have are for strictly for scanners. Then I got a bag from Bill that's literally got the old quartz crystal inside of it. Those are plug-and-play individual frequency crystals.
Yeah. Well, whatever, maybe they're probably in the bag Bill gave you. Take a look around, see if there's any 10 megahertz crystals in there.
Alright, I'll take a look. He gave me a whole mess of stuff there when I was looking for crystals. They're in the attic, I gotta pull them down, take a look. I know we're used for, you know, you put the crystal in and you're on one channel. Then you take the crystal out, you put another crystal in, you're on another channel type of thing.
I'll just take a look when you have a chance.
Like, 1 inch by 1 inch, and there's some smaller ones that I think I know what you're talking about. They're the size that go inside of a, maybe a Copa 2000.
Okay, yeah, exactly, like something that would go into a Cobra 2000, exactly what I'm talking about. If that repeater goes to the other person there, would your dad want to sell those other radios?
More than likely. I don't think he'd sell them for much. Let me ask him. The hoarder when it comes to radios, he's got an attic full of them. My mom wants to get rid of them, and he just sits on the darn thing.
Copy that.
The radio crystal that you're talking about, Chris, real quick, is about maybe a half an inch in diameter. Three quarters of an inch, that type of thing, by maybe a half an inch tall.
Exactly. They're the standard IF crystals. Or they're the same size as the ones that go on the scanners, usually. Maybe a quarter inch wide by a half an inch tall, by about 16 thick.
Some that are a little bit bigger than that, the kinds that, like I said, that go into the Cobras, the older style Cobras. I'll take a look, like I said, I don't even think I have anything that small, but I'll take a look.
Yeah, we copy that. Yeah, whatever. No problem.
Guys, I'm at the home of QTH. Have a good one. KB1WYA.